It's going to be one of those days where I just talk to myself for 6 hours very well. What you don't know is I find myself hilarious. This is going to be a day.
And Dwayne, that was on the Zoom recording, so you have to add that one line out of context.
I find myself hilarious. That's the whole reason I do a podcast. I'm funny as hell.
The only reason to do a podcast. We've appeased the great old one.
Yes.
Joe. I
mean, granted, Joe isn't older than me. That kind of messed up. The great old one would be Kyle. He's older than I am, so.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Eldritch horror, Kyle. Not horror. Excuse me. You know, that's my headcanon for what the Bacta feels like. It's just like a slightly oozier Vicks VapoRub.
Yes, yeah, that folly. It makes sense. Yeah, you just opens up all the pores. You can breathe really well.
Every pore in my body is open.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's how that's you know it that's how the healing process happens.
Yeah.
Because have they ever talked about? I haven't read a lot of the Star Wars novels. I do wonder if they've ever broken down what Bacta smells like or tastes like. Okay, what are we doing here tonight? I forget. We're just hanging. We're just two people hanging out.
Yeah, it is 10:45, and we're done here.
We're done. All right, thanks for joining us tonight, folks. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. All right, I'll count us down, and we'll get in. Here we go. Three,
wait,
two,
wait,
five,
wait.
Eight. Okay. What?
Okay. Cool. I'm ready.
You ready? All right. 3, 2, 1, record.
Hopefully.
That's very steampunk retro of you. Yeah, my computer runs off coal.
You could probably do that, to be honest. I think there are ways to make that work.
I mean, that would be a lot of heat.
Like a gas.
Maybe a steam engine. Two birds, one stone. You do a steam engine, that would be useful.
You gotta be real careful not to make it pull up. You gotta be constantly watching
that. You gotta make sure.
You're like, oh man, I want to turn on my computer, play some new video game. All right, I gotta spend 2 hours watching this engine slowly rev up to speed.
Sorry guys, I gotta log off. My meter's redlining. I gotta go. See, I'm old. I don't like progress bars that repeat.
Yeah.
It has this green thing that's going across the screen, and it's incrementally getting longer, but it keeps disappearing and going around. Like, no, just fill the thing up and stop. Why do you keep going around? It's driving me crazy.
Well, I mean, the primary reason to have a progress bar is simply to make you believe that if the program's still doing stuff, so you're not like, oh no, it's crashed.
I guess, yeah, that I see it moving, I know it's doing something, but, yeah, whatever. Coordinates, okay. As much as my phone shuts off, and I don't have the name of the planet I was going to tell you right now.
The planet is named Mogus.
Exactly. Well, I could always go any one of the major Sith planets. It's so long ago. Like, my first thought's always, like, Mustafar, because I just like saying that. But
who doesn't like a lava world?
You know what? It does offer a lot. What was the one? Why are you looking at me sad, puppy dog? I got a thing to do. All right. So, you knew I was about to talk. Why'd it gotta be this way? You weren't so adorable. I swear to God.
Listen, I still remember the darkest moment on our entire podcast during that dream sequence Skip had with his estranged father. Like, we're not talking about brothels.
That's true. Yeah, we're not. Yeah. Let
me be clear. The official position of this podcast is pro brothel, pro sex worker. We're just not going to include it.
No. I mean, we are fine with sex workers. We're not fine with underaged, unwilling sex workers. That's a whole nother thing. which I guess we kind of accidentally suggested. If not, all it is is oh, not okay. Not gonna Now we're going to have to stop for a second because I cannot remember what the trick was. What was it? Give me a second. I got to look this up because I want us to make sure this is in there. Where is it? What was it? How did you used to do it? I haven't played this game in like 30 freaking years.
Are you talking about how you get to the first like pipes?
No. When in Super Mario Brothers. Oh, okay. There you go. Sorry. I can remember how to continue in Super Mario Bros.
Let me just say, Dwayne, we were talking earlier about how we kind of jumped back and forth from like heartfelt moments to Wowzer, and this scene might be the perfect distillation of that energy.
Yes, we took the, because I don't know, like, I think because we mentioned it, it was in my head. I'm like, okay, I'm going to split it. And then, I don't know, all that other stuff literally was just coming off the top of my head right now as we were talking. I'm like, there when I thought like the player two thing, I'm like, oh my God, he's Luigi. Luigi always just helps Mario win. And his faith, his job is to help the bigger player. And that's there. And like, oh my God, it all just rolls out together. I just like that there's latter day Wowzers. I was trying to think of what would it be. I don't want to say like New Testament Wowzer or Old Testament Wowzer.
We're Messianic Wowzers.
Messianic, there we go. Hasidic Wowzers, I don't know. We just got to figure out what branch of Wowzer is the really aggressive kind, and they wear the red and the white, and they burn a lot of stuff. they believe in like a fiery death or something. Those would be like the Satanist Wowzers, the anarchist Wowzers. See, this is why every time I think about God, why are we still playing Flight Rescue? Well, why do I keep doing this? Because of shit like this. Because I love this. Because never in my life, if you and I were not sitting here, like this is when I get all deep and introspective. Like, if you and I were not sitting here right now having the conversation we did, that would have never came up. Because if I was playing with Joe, if I was playing with Kyle, even if I was playing with Velvet, I don't think that same conversation we just had would have occurred. And this Latter Day Wowzer thing, this whole thing was just kind of beautiful. Because that moment for, like when you had that moment with Dark, when I called him player one, and he had that moment, I'm like, oh my God, that was perfect for Dork to be player one for the first time. Because now this is like this whole thing now for Dork. Like he is now player one, and this is his first like real adventure.
Yeah, not only is he like, he's used to like protecting people, but like the idea of, oh, you have to make all the decisions now. And sort of, I don't know if you caught sort of the bit of like, I'm getting the non sequitur, I'm going to make sure you come back alive, is definitely like his guilt over Falloon. That's,
oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's still like him wanting to atone for something that his whole life was against, is leaving people behind, letting someone die. Rolsoft's going to get shot right now.
That's why we have the laminate.
Yeah, he is wearing the armor, so that's going to help him a little bit. We bought you armor so we could shoot you.
Listen, was this the smartest way to go about it? Probably not. Was it an amazing moment to be like, that man's a colossus? Yes.
I would have loved for that to work, because he's like, yeah, that guy, he was weird tonight.
Here we go. And Dwayne, as slow as this is taken, I would like to remind you, it's not as bad as the series, the long running series of like weeks or months on end, where I thought I just couldn't load Doric's character sheet. When I found out, I didn't click the select button.
Ah, memories. Oh, younger Nimoy, how naive you were.
Oh. You know, that was half a gender ago. It's fine. Let's see. I am having trouble doing Dork today.
No worries. We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, when we get Keanu Reeves to voice that.
Exactly. This is just filler audio anyway. It's fine. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My voice has been replaced, too. I forgot.
Exactly. All of our voices are. That's how committed I am to this voice actor thing. It's not even us anymore on the show. So yeah,
we have someone transcribe all the audio from these, make it into a script, then run that script in Google Translate, and then have another set of voice actors read that script out.
Exactly. We run it through a couple languages, so the language gets just messed up enough that it doesn't make any sense, and then we record that and release those episodes.
I am Door, the man.
The man of the doors. I'm a doorman. What?
The all Mandalorian right. theme begins to play on the on a crappy flute. I think I made that joke last time.
Oh, that's yeah, when you did the Phoba Bet catchphrase.
So good, it won't be that much trouble to edit. You've already got the sound.
Yeah, I've already got it downloaded. All right, so
my special secret for this is I am having Dork act as though he is in an action movie and he is the loose cannon maverick who is trying to save everyone.
Nice.
The reality is he's trying to destroy them all. He's like, I was hunting down this mole, but he's agreed to triple cross and go back. Now get out of the way.
We're triple, quadruple. I don't know how many crosses, but we've got a lot of crosses happening here.
Skagetti.
I love my skagetti and meatballs. It's so tasty. All right, get adversaries up. Oh, I can't remember what the hell did. What did I use for Gren? I think I just used Grand Moff Tarkin's actual sheet for Viking. Yes, I did. So, yeah. Because, you know, I just put Grand Moff and that's the only one that comes up. It's the only one they have in adversaries. So.
It just reminds me of the Star Wars The Old Republic MMO where they had all the classes and all of them very obviously were inspired by a particular character.
I mean, you gotta start somewhere.
It's the off-brand. It's literally like getting a prescription medication. Like, you could have Tarkin or you could have Viking. They basically do the same thing.
Yeah, it's Grand Muff, take it, Grand Muff Viking. It's just like Grand Moff Tarkin.
Dwayne, I'm terribly sorry. I'm terribly sorry. You cannot call him the Grand Moff. That's not going to fly. Excuse me.
And that's where we end.
We see a little note on the floor. Rolsot, be back later. Stay safe. Thanks, player one.
Exactly.
There we go.
All right. Good times. All right. It's good. Stop those recorders. All right. So we are now on final boss level. This would be like, oh, hey, there's a save point at a medkit box outside this door. I wonder why. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All of a sudden, a red light was coming over my shoulder. Like, am I about to get sniped right now? It was just my neighbor backing up very close to my driveway, and I'm seeing a red light. All of a sudden, I'm like, okay, I might have to go, Nimoy. The assassins are here.
They heard you talking about how Bacta hasn't always been in the Star Wars universe. You've uncovered the conspiracy.
Exactly. The fanboys are here. I gotta go.